A big win on the road has the Broncos firmly in first place and back in the driver's seat in the division. Now back at Mile High and facing a tough task against the Buffalo Bills.
Peyton floats one. He's got Demaryius Thomas there.
Peyton and the offense are preparing for a stingy D that specializes in takeaways, while the Broncos D looks to build on that dominating performance in Kansas City.
Oh, here comes Von Miller again, and Miller's got him from behind.
Fox on Fox kicks off right now.
Welcome in once again to Fox on Fox. Nick Griffith alongside Broncos head coach John Fox. Coach, I know you like to break your season up into quarters, so now you enter your last quarter, four more games to go. How big are these final four games for your team?
Well, like the end of any race, you know, or the fourth quarter of any game, the most important. So, you know, it's important that we finish strong, and we've got a really good Buffalo Bill team coming here to start the fourth quarter off.
Your injury list, it's growing. You got, I'm counting at least eight guys here. Concerning for you right now, the guys that are sort of questionable and gimpy right now at camp?
Well, they're always concerning, but, you know, late in the season, you got more injuries, and that's just, you know, the toll it takes. It's a very physical game, very combative game, and, you know, guys get, you know, there's a difference between pain and injury, but they have things that, you know, are hurting them a little bit.
As you said, it is the last quarter of the season, so let's hear from Peyton Manning right now, who talked about that earlier this week. He didn't seem all too concerned.
Got to have everybody out there on Sunday. We need those guys. And so they're supposed to be sore, right? They're supposed to be sore coming off a game like Sunday. And, you know, we had playing issues and got home at 4:30, which was all, you know, thank goodness we won. Guys just got to spend the time and be disciplined. I think we have the guys to do that.
Peyton Manning there, Coach. He doesn't seem all too concerned because, simply put, this is football. This is the last four games of the season. These things are expected.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're going to have those bumps and bruises, but, you know, guys need to take care of themselves. They spend a lot of time in there, you know, taking care of their bodies and, you know, getting ready and getting back. You know, I have different levels of the season that we curb things back. You know, we haven't been in pads. This will be the third week in a row. So you do, you know, kind of customize your program to keep guys fresh. And we want to be healthy as we go down the stretch.
Let's move on to the Chiefs game. If there's one thing you can't say about the Broncos right now, it's that you're one-dimensional. You guys have came out, you've really ran the ball pretty darn good the last couple of weeks, over 200 yards rushing in two consecutive weeks. Who deserves the bulk of that credit, Coach?
Well, I mean, it ultimately comes down to players. Players play the game. So, you know, I think, you know, it starts up front, you know, whether you're stopping the run on defense or running the ball on offense, you know, I think it starts up there. So not discounting anybody. It's a team effort, 11 guys all at once, you know, regardless of what phase you're in. But you know, I think it starts with the O-line.
Defensively, last week at home against Miami, probably not one of their better outings, but they respond the way that I think you knew that they would. Yeah, I know you still have a lot of faith in this defense, and they really showed up, a tough place to play in Kansas City, and took care of business.
You know, I think, you know, I've mentioned it many times throughout the season, we're – you know, a young group that's got a lot of new players involved. And so that chemistry and that togetherness takes a little while to build. And, you know, I think we saw probably the start of that against Kansas City.
Special teams play. You guys were really fantastic. Your new kicker comes in. He goes 5 for 5. You successfully execute a fake punt. You recover a deflection off a Chiefs player on your punt coverage unit. Was there extra emphasis last week going into Kansas City to really try to make some plays in the special teams?
You know, sometimes it's just the way it falls. You know, I think new kicker, you know, you don't really know. But he's a veteran guy that has a track record and, he did, you know, Connor did a tremendous job. And then, you know, it's like turnovers. Sometimes they just come in, you know, in swarms. And we were able to get a few last Sunday night.
That win in Kansas City, you guys had struggled in big games on the road this year at Seattle, at St. Louis. Was this a statement win by you guys?
Yeah, I think they all count the same. You know, we're happy to get a division win. It gives us a little space in our division. And, you know, again, that's what we stress is winning our division because you're guaranteed a spot in the playoffs.
And we'll be back with much more from Coach Fox coming up in just a little bit. But for now, Raul Martinez is standing by in studio with a look at this week's Behind Enemy Lines.
That's right, Nick. Buffalo's roster is clicking, and the team has a lot of momentum coming off two big wins. This week's look behind enemy lines is presented by Coloradans Against Auto Theft. It's been a long time since the Bills were this good, and a big part of that is this guy. Rookie wideout Sammy Watkins leads the team in catches, receiving yards, and touchdowns. But the Bills make their money on defense, and a big part of that is getting to the quarterback. Buffalo leads the league with 48 sacks, and these two guys are setting the pace. Defensive end Mario Williams and tackle Marcell Dareus have combined for 22 sacks, 55 tackles, and 2 forced fumbles. And the other key to success for Buffalo is takeaways. Their 15 interceptions and 10 fumble recoveries put the Bills second in the league. Cornerback Leotis McKelvin is setting the pace with 4 interceptions and a forced fumble. But this team is well-balanced. 14 different players have recorded a takeaway already this season. His legend will live in Bronco lore forever. And on the 5th anniversary of his death, a special tribute to Barrelman. Why his son took the Superfan's famous get-up out of retirement for one last victory lap at Mile High. Don't miss that. And his return sparked a resurgence in the running game. Up next, we're sitting down with tight end Virgil Green. And you may be surprised to hear what his guilty pleasure is when he's off the field.